Okay, the bad news, the shocking news, should we lose, is that 78% of Democrats in the House, a majority, just voted against deporting illegal immigrants who rape women. Thank you, by the way, Nancy Mace, for sponsoring that legislation. It's very simple. You commit a sex crime in this country and against American, automatic deportation. President has no say. ICE has no say. Immigration judge has no say. And that's because we have to take this back from Democrats because we can't trust them to deport those who rape us. That's the bad news. And it shows you they are monsters, these people, these Democrats. Here's the good news. Ever so slowly, Americans are figuring it out. Now, to set this up, most of the time I've been doing this, I've been watching the polls, most of the time you can't get to a majority of Americans want to deport illegal immigrants. You can't. And when Trump ran, it was usually 47, 48%, something like that, 46, 47.8 wanted to deport illegals already here, but the majority wanted to keep them because Americans are very warm-hearted. They have a very pro-immigrant ethic because their families came here that way. Granted, it was legally, but they do, and they don't want to cause somebody harm or cause them hurt or separate a family. And so they will tell you, no, I don't want to deport. It was that way through Trump's entire presidency and the beginning of the Biden presidency. Every poll always came back that way. A small, but yes, a majority of Americans, always a small majority, did not want to deport. That has flipped. We are now at 54% of Americans backing mass deportation of illegals. People have had it. They've just had it. And look, this is what happens when you dump 20,000 people on Springfield and it's a 52,000 strong city. Scripps Howard Ipsos survey. So these are two liberal polling outfits. Ipsos is, and Scripps is a liberal news service. Okay, so if they're telling me 54% of Americans are now like, get them out of here, I can't take it anymore, it's probably more like 60. And listen to this. 86% of Republicans say, yes, deport them all. 58% of independents, according to them, and shockingly, 25% of Democrats. So go ahead, add 8 to 10 points to that because they're lying. These are liberal firms. 25% of Democrats can't take it anymore. Okay, do you understand why Democrats are so obsessed with censorship right now? They're not censoring us so we won't talk to each other. They're censoring us so we won't talk to their sheeple. And when you have 25% of Democrats saying, dear God, we can't do this anymore. We can't live like this anymore. We have to deport these people. 25% of Democrats. That is why they want the censorship. It's to keep their sheeple from finding out who they really are. And their sheeple are figuring it out. You know why the sheeple are figuring it out? Can I tell you why? I know I'm like a broken record, but it's so much fun. Elon Musk. Elon Musk has been retweeting all this stuff. And if you go look at his Twitter feed, X feed, every one of these, I mean, a bad tweet from Elon Musk does 15 million. That's like a slow tweet for him. Not unusual over a week or two for it to go to 60, 70 million. And the thing he's most passionate about is this immigration issue, because he says, look, they're bringing them in here to outvote you. And then we have overnight Federal Reserve Chairman Powell. Did you see this? Admitting Joe Biden's Federal Reserve Chairman, okay? The influx of illegal migrants is to blame for the rising unemployment rate. So they're being brought here not just to outvote you, but to outwork you. We're being replaced in different ways, right? So they're being brought here to outvote, say, the people of Springfield. Why would you dump 20,000 Haitians on Springfield? The Democrats believe they'll vote Democrat. Springfield is a Republican city in Ohio. And they very much resent the fact Ohio for a long time was a bellwether, was purple. Now it's flip red. They don't like that. So they're like, here, take 20,000 Haitians. We believe they will vote Democrat. Oh, by the way, most of them have never been, they're so poor, most of them have never been to a doctor. Many of them are illiterate in their own language. They don't speak English. They are not prepared to exist here in a way that is good for them and good for us. But we don't care. Take that, Springfield. We just made you a Democrat city. And I went yesterday through city after city after city. They're starting to come. They're all over the country. These cities. where they cannot physically take them in, but they're Republican and they're being dumped. Elon Musk just retweeted a thing. Do you know what where they put the Haitians? More than 100,000 Haitians, you know where they all went? 81% went to places that voted for Donald Trump. Why? This is a voter drive, but it's also a worker replacement drive. So if you're Black, you think, well, why would they replace Black Americans? Well, Black Americans, you know, vote still overwhelmingly for Democrats, right? Why would you? They're replacing you at work. I mean, these illegals are going to need to work somewhere. Are they going to be mad to go home? They won't vote Democrat. So they need your jobs. Your jobs. And you now have, it's shocking. And this is why it's trending in the top 10 in the country for Jerome Powell to admit that. This is a shocking admission for Powell. That, look, the reason that, that unemployment is down in this country is very simple. It's because the, you know, illegals are being brought in by the Democrats. And here's the other thing that he admits. He goes further and he says, listen, we can't go on only creating 100,000 jobs a month in a country of 340 to 360 million and think that we're going to survive when we're bringing in 50,000 illegals a month. And that's what he's talking about here. And for Powell to say that is shocking. Okay? Because that's an admission. All of these things, folks, if you had said what Powell said yesterday, okay, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, if a Republican said this, you would be charged with being an evil racist who is for replacement theory. And yet this is Biden's own Federal Reserve chair. Now listen to the reference to the 100,000, okay? He's nervous making it because he knows what he's doing. He's repeating replacement theory because it's true. It's true in the workforce, okay? Take a listen to it now that you understand what he's saying.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up.
Catch that? What does he mean by that? You're creating 100,000 jobs. They're only creating 100,000 jobs a month. Remember, they were lying about the amount of jobs that they were creating. It's only 100,000 jobs. He's telling you that. Now listen again.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then, and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're gonna see unemployment go up. So you know, we understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just the slower hiring rate, which is something we also watch carefully. So
why is the hiring rate slower? You're competing with illegals. Go back to the 100,000. What is he talking about? The Democrats just got caught faking. Last year, 818,000 of the jobs were real, roughly 30. They're not real, roughly 30%, right? So that means, what are you creating? He knows what we're creating. We're creating only 100,000 jobs a month. They're lying about the rest and then readjusting them down in the months after. We've talked about that, right? Now, listen to this part again. Listen.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So you know, we understand there's been quite an influx across the borders.
Yep. And but to hear that from a Biden official, when if I said it 6 months ago, that would be racist replacement theory. It would be what they called a conspiracy theory. And now you're hearing it from the highest levels of the Federal Reserve. I mean, just dang.